Okay, let's see. Whoops. All right. Sorry about that. Okay, thank you so much. Wow, so good to be here this morning. Back in Chico, it's always a good thing to come back here to where, you know, the Lord just really did a neat work in my own heart at this place, and just the teaching of the Word. It's so good to receive the Word of God in our hearts, and it's going to produce fruit. You know, God's Word produces fruit. And so anyhow, I'm here this morning. Pastor Sam said, I started here, went down to Murrieta, went to the Bible college there, graduated, and got hooked up with some guys. And I was able to take about 3 trips over to Africa. And God has really given me just a desire to see African leaders raised up for the work of the ministry, African pastors taught the Word of God that they can go and teach the Word of God themselves. I've got a video here, and hopefully, is it going to go? We'll see. Okay, I've got a video. This is a trip that I took this past January, and I went to 3 different places, to Kinshasa, DRC, to Nairobi, Kenya, and to Mwanza, Tanzania. And these are 3 areas that we, myself and the church that I'm with up in Portland, Oregon, we're going to be starting. Lord willing, we have a vision to start Bible colleges there. So, yeah, so let's go ahead and roll that. And
nothing seems to last. When each day is filled with sorrow, still I know with all my heart he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. I feel no evil, for you are with me. Strong to deliver, mighty to save. Got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. I know that. He's got the whole world in his hands. I believe. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Again, our fearless driver is gonna go for it.
This one?
Oh, and our fearless pastors out there, they're conversing.
Can we get out and no?
All you need. We're gonna catch all the action here on four-wheeling TV. Oh, nice. Oh, here we go, baby. Oh. Here we go, baby. I think I just knocked heads twice.
Yes.
guys feel like you're in the movies? Sitting back, enjoying that. Yeah, pretty cool. You know, God's just really, I'm so confident that he's going to be doing a neat work in Africa. And he's really, again, just given us this vision. The Calvary Missions International is the missions arm of the church I'm at right now. And I'm going to be going over to Africa this summer and helping start Bible colleges. Now, the first one we're going to start is in Nairobi. You saw the video there. Oh, great, they got my PowerPoint too. Awesome. Okay, cool. So, yeah, pastoral training of Africa, that's our focus. Really focusing on the pastors. We want to, you saw in the video there, a Bible college in the Mathari slums. It was just right outside the slums, and they're teaching pastors who minister inside the slums, and it's just such a great model for us. While we're not going to be targeting that specific group of men, we're going to be reaching out to just men all over the country of, well, the continent, I should say, East African region, and Nairobi's a pretty central place to start, strategic place to start. So there's a great need, if we could advance that slide a couple of times there, a great need, again, for solid biblical training in Africa. I've been there a few times, and I tell you, Jesus said, go and make disciples. Go and make disciples of all nations. There's, the gospel has gone out. A lot of people have heard, but not many have been discipled, including many, many pastors have not really been trained in the Word of God, how to study it, how to interpret it, how to apply it to their lives. Sometimes it's just kind of a, Bible roulette, pick it and, okay, preach on it. And it's not a real good, solid teaching. And so we want to be equipping these guys with the ability to study through the Word. Let's go ahead, and I tried to capture it in the mission statement here. Great. Our goal. The mission of CCBC Pastoral Training is to provide African pastors with in-depth biblical training and discipleship so that they would be equipped to proclaim the whole counsel of God, of God's Word, by the empowerment of His Spirit, right? Okay, pretty straightforward and simple. That's the goal. Like you guys have been going through the Word of God here, that's what we want to equip those pastors to be able to have that same heart and same vision for their churches to go through the Word of God. Let's go, yeah. So we stopped in the DRC. Here's 15 pastors that we've been working with. The CMI, Calvary Missions International, they've been taking trips over for some years now and been doing these small little pastoral training seminars. But what can you really do? Go to that next slide. What can you really do in 20 hours, though? You can lay a kind of a foundation, some principles, but to really disciple these men is going to take a bit more than that. So we're looking at making this investment. So go ahead. We also went to Nairobi. So this is what I mentioned before. Going to hopefully be purchasing this property here that these men are standing on. Now, Pastor George is right there. I hope, we'll see, no promises, but I hope to bring Pastor George here maybe the next time I come through town. He is a great brother in the Lord. He is currently overseeing, there's a Bible college there, but he needs help. He's kind of the only teacher that's pretty solid, and so I'm going to be coming in there and helping bring some good direction of the school, get a good curriculum going. And he's very excited to be a part of Calvary Chapel, a real solid brother, and I think you'd agree with me when you get to meet him, hopefully, Lord willing. So, in fact, I've got three other African pastors living with me, but I'll get to that in a second. Next slide, yeah, so that's our team in Nairobi. You really can't see it too well. Maybe go to that next slide. So this is the land in Mwanza that you saw in the video. This is a third site that we visited on our trip, and here we own 12 acres of land right there. And you see that Bible college right there? You see it? Yeah, I see it. But so we've got this land right now. Currently, you saw the roads to it; they're a little rough. And so we talked to the planning commissioner and of the city, and they're going to be putting in roads. So yeah, that's a good thing we're looking forward to. But so that's a little further out. we're really not ready to start construction there. But we'll get things started in Nairobi, move down to Mwanza, then, Lord willing, go over to the DRC. So maybe that next slide, let's see, the curriculum. Okay, great. Yeah, again, curriculum, real simple, straightforward, just to focus on the Word of God. We want to train them on the foundation of how to interpret the Bible, how to study it, interpret it, and apply the Bible, just an inductive method. And we also want to train them on how to use this little device here. It's called a proclaimer, all right? And this is a great little thing. It's got the New Testament on it, and maybe I can get it to work here. And you see this? It's got a little solar panel right there. It's got a little hand crank. I can crank this thing, and hopefully we can get it to work here. So what's the point of this?
Ndugu Teofilo, katika kitabu cha kwanza niliandika juu ya mambo.
You guys understand any of that? Yeah, that's Swahili. That's a New Testament in Swahili. So we're going to be distributing these. Faith Comes by Hearing produces this box right here. Okay, it's got no moving parts. Aside from this little handle, that's the New Testament right there. Okay, no big bulky tapes or CDs. So it can pretty much go anywhere. And we want to put these in the hands of the pastors and basically have them. We're doing this right now in DRC. We distributed 30 of these things in French and Lingala. There's 240 other languages that this comes in. And so we have given these to the pastors. They have started midweek Bible studies. So many people can't read. So this tool is to help audio get it into their heart somehow. So we'll have a midweek Bible study, say they're going through the book of Matthew. On Sunday, the pastor now teaches on that same passage. Okay, and so by that way, Matthew through Revelation. Now, we don't have the Old Testament just yet. They're working on the key Old Testament passages right now. But New Testament's a good place to start. So we want to equip them with that. So maybe let's go to that next slide. So yeah, these are the guys that are living with me right now. Ben, you see that kind of funky white tall guy right there in all those pictures? I just stick out, don't I? I'm just like, what in the world? But so Ben, he's my buddy from Bible college. He went to Bible college with me. Pastor Sapa, he's from the DRC. And Pastor Raphael, he is from Mombasa, Kenya. So this is a team that God is raising up. Pastor George will be joining us shortly. Right now, we're going through Calvary Distinctives. We're going through biblical interpretation, things like that, bibliology, really getting all of us on the same page pretty much, just knitting our hearts together so that we can go over and start these things up. And so this is what we're doing right now. Maybe go to that next slide. That video probably won't work. They sent a greeting to you. They greet you in the name of the Lord. But unfortunately, it won't play. So let's go to that next slide. This is a map here, real quickly. All right, I'm right on the edge here. Okay, so you see those stars? We got Kinshasa there. That's a white star. We haven't started anything as far as a Bible college goes, though we do have many pastors there. Down in Lusaka, we didn't visit there, but we have many pastors there too, who are desiring for us to start a work there. The two gold stars, Nairobi and Mwanza, that's where the work has really, it's getting some traction. So that's what's going on. So I would invite all of you to pray with me, please, that God would give us wisdom, vision, the ability to walk in faith and step out in these things. And I would be happy to talk with any of you. I've got a table just outside there in the lobby area with some more information, a little bit more biographical information, kind of what the Lord's done in my life, and also a little bio on Pastor Sapa as well. So, thanks so much. And may the Lord bless all of you. So good to be here. All right.